Okay, we are holding in Siman Kuf Aleph. We are up to Seif Beis. Says the Mechaber, Lo yispalel belibo levad. Person shouldn't daven in their heart. Elo, what should they do? Mechatecha devarim besvasav, to enunciate the words with his lips. Umashmiel le'ozno b'lachash, and he should speak loudly enough that his ears should be quiet, but loudly enough at least he can hear what he's saying. V'lo yashmiel kolo, but not to raise his voice in tefillah. And continues, V'im eini yochol, but if you won't be able to have kavana by davening quietly, then he would be permitted in this case to raise his voice. What does this imply? When he's by himself, we'll see, he's going to disrupt the people around you. Maybe there's certain times of the year when you'd be allowed to do this, but really, Bederech Klal says the Mechaber, to daven with a loud voice in a tzibur is not appropriate. It's osir to osi the mitrad tzibur. It's going to, you know, confuse everybody. You're davening out loud. Hagos, says the Ramah, v'imashmiya kolo beveso, but if a person raises his voice when he's alone in his own house, mutter, that would be allowed. The children should hear him davening, learn how to daven, see how he davens, that would be, in fact, allowed. Okay, that was the Mechaber and Ramah, so we go back now, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay. There is an opinion that's brought down in the Zohar. Even you shouldn't even hear what you're saying. Now again, it's a little bit different because the way the Mechaber writes that you should be soft enough that at least you should be able to hear. But in Zohar, it's an inyan of not even you're davening, you are enunciating the words, but it's so quiet you can't even hear it yourself. You can't bring a proof from the Zohar. Really, it's a famous idea of the Gro. Obviously, the Zohar is Torah's Nistar, and the Gro explains if you think there's a steer, a contradiction between Nigla and Nistar, then you didn't understand one either. You didn't understand the Nistar, you didn't understand the Nigla. The Gro is saying is that what the Zohar is saying is what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Right, the avdas azor hu kishulchan orach chen kosu shar achronim shetov yosel lechatchile shiashmiel oznov, that you should yes hear what you were saying again loudly enough that only you hear. But the eved, but after the fact, luchli ama im amar belachash kolkach shafil oznov lo hishmiel yosa. But if you did do this, you were following the Zohar, you never heard of the Zohar, because how you happen to daven, you're so quiet. Then one is yotze the tefila b'di'eved by doing this. Kevan shemikom makom hotzi. Because you did actually say the words. You just said them very quietly. Okay. Sifkat vav lo yashmiya, techsiba tefilas chana raks fase noos. Only her lips were moving, v'kolah lo yishamea, but her voice could not be heard. V'chol hamashmiya kolo b'tefila, anyone who does, yes, raises their voice in tefila, hareze mikitani amona. That shows that they have little faith, little belief that Hashem can't hear you. I have to raise my voice. That was how Eliyahu was mocking the Nevi'e Baal, right? Ki ilu ein mamin shakadosh baruch hu shemeya tefilas lachash. Well, Hashem can't hear me. I got to speak up. Like he wasn't able, chas v'shalom, to attribute some sort of chesaron to Hashem baruch hu. So therefore, I need to raise my voice. V'chol I'm gonna be a kola b'tekibit tefilas hareze. It's like these false prophets referring back to the story of Eliyahu and Malachim Aleph, the showdown he had with him on Har Carmel. Their way was to scream out, they would scream out, and Eliyahu starts making fun of them, yell even louder, you know, wake up your God, he can't hear you. That even the guy sitting next to you shouldn't be able to hear you. Just derech agav, it can be very distracting when someone is they don't mean to, but they're davening loud enough that you hear every single thing they're saying. You hear their silent shmona esrei. It's not right. It really can stare somebody's tefillah. Umikol malkom im iyeshar lo lechavim beinyan zeh. But let's say you can't. You're not able to focus and to concentrate to have a proper kavana if you're following this. So yeshal la'asayis beinyan shiyochel lechavim. You have to do what you need to in order to be able to have kavana. Ach she yizohir shol yatri la'achirim kidle kameh. But you should be careful in your, Rabbi Willer likes to say that your chumras shouldn't lead to somebody else's kulas, right? If your chumras, you need to daven louder, well now it's a kula because now the guy next to you is being distracted by your tefillah. Okay, continuing up to Zion, right? You shouldn't raise your voice. Kolo, va'afilu p'suke de zimra, and even in while saying the p'suke de zimra, tov shlo laharim kol. It's a good idea not to raise your voice. Ki haKodesh Baruch Hu shomei belachash, because haKodesh Baruch Hu can hear you quietly. Lo ka'osu hamagbihim kol lam yosim idai. Not like those people who raise their voices, louder than necessary. Amihu, however, b'Shabbos shenogin she'echad omer p'suke de zimra v'kol ram. One person says them out loud. Shapir dami, then it's okay. On Shabbos is a certain inyan of saying it out loud. That's okay. I've been in certain Svardic communities for Shabbat where one person says each one of the halukas and they just go around, and one person says it for everybody. It's b'kol ram. It's out loud. Okay. Ches belachash, right? Taz kosev. Meaning, I could have kavana if I'm davening, quietly, whispering, but it would be better if I said it out loud. So that's called not having kavana. Then you're allowed to daven aloud. Not to be lenient on this. In Tess, it says that you're allowed to raise your voice. Oh, so what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a case that if you only just lightly raise your voice, then you still wouldn't have kavana, because if you could have that option of just lightly raising your voice, a little bit of louder volume, then it'd be awesome to totally raise your voice by that. And the last Mishnah Berurah on this is Yud. He says, "Betzibur, it's osur afil lahashmiya kol b'miktas, even do it loud, v'choshkin lahagbiya kolo." Certainly to raise your voice, extremely loud. In Gimel, Yesh Oimrim Shabirosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, Yomutur lahashmiya kol b'tefila afil b'tzibur. So now, there's an opinion that's brought down on Rosh Hashanah and on... Oh, wait, one second. I'm sorry. Let me go back. There was a dirshu I wanted to do. I'm sorry. We'll get back to him in a second. The dirshu is 15. You always find these people... Not always, but sometimes you'll find people who like shout out, Yalla v'yavo, right? In the middle of the davening. So is that proper or not? So look in the dirshu 15. V'lomer be'emtza tefila tevas morid hageshem. O yalla v'yavo chidoyim b'kol. Right? They call out. And you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and they're like someone else is davening. Usually it's like the fastest guy in the shul. Kidei lahazkir letzibur, because he wants to remind everybody. Kosbir halacha lekaman in simin kuf yudalid. Sha'af the magen arvim kosra shlich tzibur yachriz b'soch tefilas b'lachash morid hageshem. That the shlich tzibur tud ein nachum lasos kain. It's not right. It's not right for someone to be calling out these things. V'lo b'yir tam. He doesn't say why. V'chein t'chazun ish. Horish shelo lasos kain. Yase kain. Don't do this. Mishum she'ein ze derech eretz b'tefila. That's not the proper thing to do when davening, right? When people are calling out these things. Okay, fine. So that's important hard to go. Now we'll go back to Gimel. We'll read it quickly again. Yesh omish b'Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, mutar lishmia kol, kolam, b'tfila, afila b'tzibur. Says the Ramah, v'chein nogin, that's the minig, to daven louder on the Yom Neroim. Mikol malkam yizar, we should be careful, shlalabia kolam, yosem idai, but not to go in an exceedingly high volume. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph, Afilu b'tzibur la'orer harkavana. There's no doubt in my mind that when you speak out the words, this Sfarim says, the Sfarim HaKadoshim bring this down. When a person davens with a kol, it's more the kavana. You go to Carlin Stone, you see how they daven. You go to Moshe Wolfson Shlita, you see how they daven. It's a totally different tefillah when you're davening out loud, right? So this is ma'orer. This helps the person to kavana. The midrash tzibur lo chashinan, and we're not concerned why. Davening out loud on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not going to confuse everybody. Because they're holding a siddur. So maybe you could say, well, good. I'm on a shachris. Most people are davening from a siddur, so I could daven loud on a regular weekday. Despite this heter, the Magen Avraham still says one should, not be louder than everybody else. Many achronim hold like this as well. Yud beis, to raise your voice, yoser midai, more than necessary. Tehareze, same thing we saw, b'nevi'ed habaal, shne'emer bohem, v'yikru b'kol gadol, they called out in a loud, great voice. Inami, a different reason. Te'al yidei zeh b'vadai yivalbel echad mehen es chavero. If you're going to be super loud, you will certainly confuse the person sitting next to you. So what'd you gain by this? Mikomokom nire the chazonim. But what? That's just for the, you know, the balabatim. But the chazin, the shlich tzibur, shemagmi and kolam kedei lo or hakavona. Right. The reason why they're davening loud, especially, is to get people to help them and the, you know, the singing and everyone's getting into it. Lahashmiya shapir. And the very shapir avdei, it's proper for the chazan, the shliach tzibur, to raise his voice to ikar tefila shliach tzibur niskano davka bekol ram. That's how it was set up to be, was to be as said out loud. Achin osim shosim kein kedei laharos kolam. But those people are just doing it to show off their beautiful voices. No. Vade osim shalok hogan. That is not correct. But really, b'derech klal, a person, my opinion is, again, this is the mesorah that I have. A person should daven. It's not a library. Shul is not a library. Shul is a base medrash. It's a base kinesis. You should be davening with kavana, and for most of us, maybe not everybody, but for most of us, the way we can have better kavana is by raising our voice, both by Pesukei Dezimra, but not to daven by Shmoneh Esrei out loud, and certainly if it's on the Dershah, not to call out Yalav Yav or remind everybody in the shul of where you happen to be up to in the middle of your personal private Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, next time we will pick it up with about davening in other languages besides Lashon HaKodesh. That's going to be Sif Dalet.